And that's what we're all looking for in life, is a rich, sophisticated coffee experience. I'm going to get a different experience here because Laura Sievert Heseltine is alongside, Executive Director of Arts Quincy. It's always a pleasure to have her in. It's another busy weekend coming up with lots of activities to try to get in before the start of school. Laura, good morning. Always a pleasure to have you here.
I mean, what a beautiful morning to be out and about.
Yeah, it is.
Are you checking this building next door?
They are just zooming along with this.
They're zooming along.
They are getting closer and closer to what the building is going to look like on the sign on the fence that is alongside Main Street, and they are getting very, very close to that.
I have seen all of the renderings and still seeing it in real life. I just every day I'm kind of a little giddy coming in here and saying, yeah. We did. Just so you know, the Historical Society is still fundraising to match some of the dollars that we got. You may know that Arts Quincy was a partner on this. We got the first $1.5 million, but it took so long to get the actual dollars that the cost of the construction went up. So they're still looking to close the gap. It's not too much, but boy, they could use a little help yet. NAPI signed on and did a big chunk for them, so they're really getting close. But if you're interested in supporting the expansion of this building, which is going to make this building amazing, right? I can't wait. The viewing deck off the back and the windows go face towards the river.
The elevator.
Everything's going to be more useful. So if you're interested in helping out the Historical Society, this is a worthy, cool project, and you can sit here and watch it and have a little ownership of it like I do.
Right, exactly. Now, the public, the traditional front of the building, it'll be accessible, but really the new front of the building is going to be off of the city lot, which is where the actual entrance to the building is. You can access the elevator from there as well, and it'll be all new. So
I like that a lot better from a safety standpoint. Like with my kids, they're not going to run out on 4th Street where these semi-trucks are zooming past. And so a huge fan of the back entrance from a safety standpoint. And also in the winter, you know, you want the nice little sidewalk right up and then not the stairs and that whole jazz.
Plus the 100-plus-year-old stairs. They were built differently. They're not quite as accommodating for us bigger people as they were back then. So
it's a nice photo spot, though. I always like photos there. Take some senior portraits on the front stairs and come in the back stairs.
Exactly. Exactly.
Flat,
And Laura, if you're wondering what the white powder is there near the base of the building, what they did, they put on basically in these big bags that you see kind of piled up there. It's kind of like a drywall is what they put up there.
Oh.
And of course they sanded it. And of course, when you sand drywall, as you know, it gets everywhere.
It sure does. I drywalled my own basement. And then I had Koontz Builders came over and hung some doors for me because I didn't have the stuff. And they said, you know, if this arts thing doesn't work out, you're pretty good at drywall. We'll hire you. And I said, in your dreams.
I've never hung it, but sanded it, it feels like, even when you think, it's like, you feel like you're never done.
It's very true. And I have a soffit in the middle of my ceiling, and they said, you put a decorative soffit in your own basement? Why did you do that? Or how did you do that? And I said, there were some pipes I couldn't figure out how to move or whatever, so I made a soffit around it. This was not like a design decision.
Right.
So anyway, that's my drywall story for the day.
This is a don't look at the pipe situation.
This is I am not moving these old pipes. I don't even know what they do.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Don't cause yourself a problem.
But it looks great. They thought I was being fancy. Not only can she drywall, she can make a soffit. And I'm like, that's why I did it. Sure.
Oh,
yeah. Design.
Oh,
that arts lady. Yeah.
Sievert Heseltine Installers
at
your service. So yeah. Indeed. Hey, coming up this afternoon, there's going to be an exhibit opening.
Yeah, the Icons of Adams County Design. This exhibit opening at the Quincy Art Center is going to feature entries from the design contest that just ended at the first of the month. It was for high schoolers in the Adams County area to design a logo that reflects the spirit and of the bicentennial in of Adams County. So I'm looking forward to seeing it. I love the idea of students getting involved in design work, it's going to be terrific to see it. The opening is actually today at 2:00 at the Art Center. It'll be up until the next exhibit, which is sometime next month. So you'll get to go in and see all that hard work from area high schoolers.
Yeah, so check that out. Don't mind the work that's going on there at the Art Center. We found that out yesterday that they're redesigning the bottom studio. So
don't mind
that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome. And they were also, I was there the other day, and they were chucking stuff out of the old stuff out of the attic into a dumpster from the second floor. And I was like, wow, guys, you are really about this renovation right now.
That's serious when you got that chute and you just shove it down there.
Yeah, shove it down there. And I was like, oh, it's getting real. I'm going to park my car over here somewhere. But it's getting all cleaned up. It looks awesome. It's going to be a more usable space. The studio is going to be terrific. Really, all credit to Sandra Height and her staff because it's a new era over at the Art Center. And I think my kids have enjoyed it and I've enjoyed it and love seeing it come together.
Yeah, and a beautiful building too. So go check that out this afternoon at 2 o'clock. Tomorrow, I've never heard of a history happy hour. I kind of like it, though.
Oh, my gosh. They've been doing them all summer. Where you been at? I feel like I've told you about them.
Here. So I'm a man. Remember that. Short attention span sometimes.
All right. Well, history happy hour is just what it sounds like. You can learn some history. You're going to have a little drink. It's going to be terrific. There is no downside to this.
No, there's not. There's really not.
These are held at the Lincoln Douglas Debate Museum for the most part. Sometimes they put them to the Senior Center because they need a little more room if they have a lot of RSVPs. But Chuck Schultz is going to be there from the Bicentennial. He's the chairman of the Bicentennial, and he's going to sort of give an entire overview. It's called Bicentennial Reflections on Quincy's History. But he's going to, he's got a lot of thoughts when it comes to key themes. He's going to talk about the Lincoln-Douglas debates, talk about the lessons we can take from both those debates and our place on the Underground Railroad and all of that, and how we can sort of use that perspective today as we're doing the celebration of 200 years.
Yeah.
Doors open at 5. Talk starts at 5:30. The event is free. They've always got some drinks and light refreshments. But donations are welcome to offset costs. So, again, that's this Thursday from 5 to 6:30 at the Lincoln Douglas Debate Museum right on the square.
Yeah, and you will learn a lot listening to Chuck Schultz talking about whatever topic.
That's right. That's right. I'm in enough meetings with him that I can almost tell him some of his stories. So.
Oh, yeah. 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 He should write a book. I told him last Friday he was on the show, and it's like, you need to write an autobiography.
Oh, there you go.
That would be an amazing read.
We had a big, long conversation the other day about the Clinton visit.
Yeah.
I was a senior in high school, and Clinton was here. And if you recall, anybody that was there, it was about the coldest day you could ever, whatever. And we were in the marching band. And, we were all sitting out there in Washington Park waiting for him.
Mm-hmm.
And Chuck will tell you the story of why Clinton was late getting to that event. But the band was freezing our tushies off.
Well.
My clarinet reed froze.
And
I was like, I don't think I really played for a president. I kind of played for a president, but it was rough.
Well, still, I got the pleasure to drive down Main Street with him, and we stopped at St. Peter's School. That was a great thing, It's just wonderful.
That sounded just like him. That's pretty good.
He's amazing. I love doing that. Just, it's out of a thing of love, really.
That's right.
Is,
absolutely. So don't miss History Happy Hour. That's 5 to 6:30. You can even ask him about that cold Clinton visit, if you like.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's happy to tell that story. See more information at LincolnDouglasDebateMuseum.com. And if you haven't been in that museum lately, make sure to check it out because they've really done a lot of cool work there.
Yeah.
Interactive exhibits and video displays and the whole nine yards.
That's right. Just down the street from us here at 329 Main in the Square. So check it out. Final Blues in the District this Friday night.
Boy, pour one out for the Blues. I can't believe we're at the end of that season already. This concert is featuring Little Ed and the Blues Imperials. I haven't looked this one up. Normally, I try to look one up before I come in, but I haven't looked this one up. But I'm
very Chicago style.
Is it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
My notes say that they have a lot of string bending, which is pretty fun, and slide work, so that's cool. Without a doubt, every single band they have and bring in has been amazing. So expect awesome. Expect this terrific free concert series to knock your socks off. And the great news is, the weather's going to be fabulous.
Yeah.
Like, fabulous. It's finally that heat broke on us a little bit, and we're going to have a great weekend for this. It's 5:30 to about 9:30, and then they've got something going on at the stateroom after. So, have a whole night.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're not an old lady with kids like me who's got to get to bed by 8:45, go have yourself a night. Yeah.
God, you sound like me. And then finally, it is a Quincy tradition, the Sunday Music Series at the First Christian Church at 14th and Main.
That's right. Sunday Music Series, always a hit. Doris Sanders doing a great vocal concert that's called Songs from My Journey. I love when she does any Broadway tune, but she's doing You'll Never Walk Alone and Somewhere and Amazing Grace and all kinds of inspirational music. She's got some company, Lisa Blake, which Ametto Soprano, and a flute. Kevin Joby and Michael Perkins on our tenors, Bill Mays and John Moore on bass, and Becky White on piano. These are people that are completely, you know, in every organization in Quincy, do a terrific job, and it'll be beautiful. This one's at First Christian Church, which is 1415 Main. Sometimes we're at Unitarian, so make sure you pay attention to that. We are at First Christian Church, 1415 Main Street.
Yeah, if you go to the wrong place, you're just like maybe a block and a half north of where you need to be, and then maybe a half a block, you know, east. So you're
right across from the junior high.
Yeah, you're right in the neighborhood. So yeah,
it has the better piano there, so that's why they
got you. Gotcha. Real quick update on Quincyopoly, how things are going.
Oh my gosh, we are selling the bejesus out of the Quincyopoly games. Do not miss it. Everybody is sold through. I don't have any more spots for businesses left. If you want to get on a chance card, if you called me today, I might still get you on a chance or a community chess card. But every one of these is amazing. What's a good example? Some of the chance cards had to be things that lost you money because otherwise the game wouldn't make sense.
Right.
So one of them is visit the Quincy Brewing Company on the 6th Street Promenade and buy a round for all your friends. $100, right?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah.
And so we have, all of them are... First of all, you should go to Quincy Brewing Company with Tierney and buy a round for spend what you got to spend.
She'll talk you into buying a rubber duck in September, too.
That's so. Right, and the duck races are coming up for the riverfront. But each of the things in the game is really is very Quincy through and through. I have to say, I have to put in my final order on August 30th, or August 29th, the Friday.
Okay.
So if you get your... pre-orders in now, you're guaranteed to get a game. After that, I can't promise. We're gonna order a few extras, but I don't want to overdo it and get stuck, not being able to make money for the kids program on this. And then we're also subject to tariffs. This is something, it's a weird thing to talk about, but our company that we're working with does these beautiful, glossy, awesome games. They are out of Nevada, but they manufacture in China. And they called me last week and they said, the tariffs are going to be $9,000. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? That's half of what we hope to make in this game towards my kids program.
Yeah.
And then 12 hours later, they called me back and they're like, well, we have a 90-day window. So we're trying to sneak it into this pause window, which is crazy to think of, so that we can make our goal of between $17,000 and $20,000. $17,000 to $20,000 is what I need to make sure every single K-5 student in Adams County gets a field trip this year. We will get it regardless because I'm determined to get it, but I sure hope it's through Monopoly because it's really fun and awesome.
Right,
so pre-order it, especially if you got bulk orders like a lot of businesses. Like Refreshment Services Pepsi, they ordered 200 games. They're going to give them out as their Christmas gifts, right?
Wow.
Which is so sweet, right? So nice of them.
And you ruined the surprise for all the Pepsi employees, too.
Oh,
but,
crap.
That's all right.
Don't tell them I said that.
That's all right. That's just a rumor.
That's just a rumor.
$40 for the game if you're going to pick it up from the Arts Quincy office. It's another $10 if you want it delivered, and an extra $5 on top of that if you want it professionally gift wrapped.
Stop promising gift wrap. I'm terrible at that.
All right, then.
But
$5, and they might think about gift wrap.
I will try really hard to wrap it nicely. But please get those. If you get those bulk orders, please give me a call because I don't want to miss them.
All right, and the deadline, August 29th, and you'll get it the first part of December for Quincyopoly. You don't want to miss out on it. It's going to be the talk of the holiday season. It really is. Laura, always a pleasure to talk with
you. Thank you so much.
Looking forward to next Wednesday as well.
You know it.
Yes, indeedy. We're coming up on 9:32. We'll update you with the first look at markets when we come back here on the talk show, sponsored by Harvest Ridge Coffee on WTAD. Thank you, Peggy. We will, of course, hear from the Ursa Farmers Co-op again coming up next hour. 9:37, and glad to have this gentleman in studio, head of the Quincy Service Club, Barry Chain. Thank you for being here. Appreciate it very, very much.
My pleasure, Scott. Thanks
you
for betcha. Having us.
And I tell you what, I'm envious of how you're dressed because Barry is looking quite stylish in his blue Quincy Service Club polo shirt, as well as matching shorts to go, and matching shoes as well. So you are comfortable yet stylish, so I commend you on your fashion choice, sir.
Oh, sir, I appreciate that.
Well, you betcha. One thing, you sent over some notes about the service club, and one thing that really struck me, and the fact that how simple it is, and yet it is something that the club has been doing, your mission statement is making Quincy a better place to live, and that's what you do.
Absolutely. I want to say that I would think that we touch lots of people and lots of things that we can help out with from all walks that live here, live and play in Quincy. And like you said, the whole ideal is that we provide community service and make our place where we live and work and play a better place to live.
Yeah, and some of the things, some of the projects that you do, listeners, you've heard of these things. For instance, things to honor America, such as the Stars and Stripes for Kids, the Field of Honor, the Flags of Honor programs as well. I mean, we all see them when the flags are out there. For instance, you took over the open space that Blessing has at the site of the old St. Mary Hospital as well, and just a really nice touch there on Broadway.
Yes, sir. Yes, we're very proud of that. And, you know, honestly, it couldn't be a better location. And we're very, very thankful to Blessing for allowing us to use that spot. And as a matter of fact, our first Quincy Service Club first Friday of the month speaker will be Art Averkamp, and he's going to address the Fields of Honor and everything we have set up. And that's all set for September 12th through the 15th.
Very, very good. It's in a way, it's kind of a shame that you couldn't have the Field of Honor during the construction work on that section of Broadway. Folks could have gotten a lot longer look at it. So, but they'll have to wait for next year. So, but just some of the community service things, like Quincy's Book of Golden Deeds, for instance, the Law Officer of the Year Award, the Firefighter and EMS Person, even the Citizen of the Year Award. You know, you have those at your weekly meetings, and then you just honor somebody in those fields, and folks often hear about it, and it's for very deserving people in those fields.
Yes, first responder of the year and the Golden Deeds are probably our two biggest attendee luncheons of the year, and free of charge for all participants. So that's really a cool thing. And you know, when you talk about the first responders, and particularly in the law enforcement world, that's all of our Illinois folks around here. The sheriff's department, the local police department is also the Missouri State Traffic State Police, Lewis County. So it's a pretty competitive to be the best of the best. And then fire department is between Tri-Township and our city fire department, our local EMS, and then Citizen of the Year is spoken to that person who greatly supports public safety, first responders, that effort.
Yeah, and they may be well-deserving, and you would know that, and maybe members of the club would know that, but the general public doesn't know it, just because a lot of times it's just work done behind the scenes, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, and you know, we have membership clubs who look at all that to see who's best qualified to receive that prestigious award in those four categories. And then, you know, the Golden Deeds, I mean, how special can that be? I mean, our last recipient from Two Rivers, she actually sang us a song during her award ceremony.
Wow.
It just couldn't have been any more perfect and any more appropriate than to award her with that effort. She just, everybody that she comes in contact, she makes a difference. And that's the kind of person we want to recognize in Golden Deeds.
Exactly, exactly. Just a part of making Quincy a better place to live. And you're also involved in some youth activities too, like a couple of scholarships. Dr. Len Bialas, who was a well-known figure at Quincy University, the Bud Willer Scholarships as well. I wasn't aware of this program that that you offer at the Quincy Service Club, the Deaf and Hard of Hearing Christmas Program. Tell me more about that.
Right. So we do that annually. So we have a full program for the children to come in, and we commandeer Santa Claus to fly into town for us and present that. So comes with full range of Christmas gifts and presentations, and we do our very best to make it a special day for those children.
Yeah, you also are involved now in the Little People's Golf Championships in June as well, and a fairly new undertaking for you as well. How did this year's event, how did that go and from your view of things?
No, I think our first 2 years of Little People's has went really well. The first year we had about 265 golfers. Last year we had 246, I believe. And I think be honest with you, St. Louis had a junior golf tournament going on at the same exact time. May have lessened our participation a little, but it's been really successful. As you know, we took this project over from the great Nan Ryan, who had this project for 51 years. God bless her. And so the transition's been good. And, you know, every year we're looking to improve how we do business, how we provide the best opportunity for golf for those ages 3 through 18. So it's really been a nice transition, and it's a very good community service project for us.
Yeah, I imagine, though, just just other projects that you do with the club, once you decide to do something, you realize that there's a lot of other things that have to be done to make it a success that you may not have known about at first, right?
Oh, yes. Behind the scenes, from the startup of the website to announce the tournament dates to application to, so we're playing at three locations. Or yeah. We have in the past. This year it was Westview and Spring Lake, but we have used KC when it was open in the past. Just the logistics of making sure that, all players are in the right place at the right time. And we're very thankful we've had Mark Christensen as our golf pro, who is organized and led our tournament. So you want a guy running the tournament who knows golf. And Mark knows golf, and so we're very appreciative of his focus on making golf good for all the competitors.
Yeah, and he knows people, too.
And he knows people.
That helps a lot, but I mean, like hotels, making sure that some of the, that the contestants can get to where they're going, make sure that they know where they're going, too. I mean, it's just little details like that.
Right, yes, so the logistics, as you know, I think this year we had five countries represented abroad. Mm-hmm. And so like us going to their country, when they come to our country, so we make sure we actually pay very special attention to that, because they may have needs and desires and places to go after they leave our tournament that they may need some assistance with, which we actually did this year, and it all worked out well. We just kind of stumbled onto this challenge that a woman and her daughter had, and she needed to get from point A to point B, and we had a bunch of people step up, and I knew somebody in the city of Quincy that provided that transport, and it was like 5-minute conversation. She was hooked up with what she needed.
And that's what the Quincy Service Club, in fact, all of our service clubs in town are about, just folks in the community helping others. So it's really nice to hear that, and nice to see that in action.
Yes, sir.
It really, really is. We're at 9:45. My guest is Barry Chain, head of the Quincy Service Club for this year. He's the this year's president. When we come back, we'll find out more about how you can become a member of the service club, and we'll see what projects they have coming up as well, and a lot more here on The Talk Show on WTAD. Welcome back to The Talk Show at 9:49, 11 in front of the hour. We're talking it over with this year's president of the Quincy Service Club, Barry Chain. Glad to have you along. And you guys are involved in handling quite a bit of money in terms of contributions that you make each year to the community. They're pretty sizable amounts.
Right. We generally average somewhere around $70,000 a year to the community. And some of these things are board agreed upon projects. I think we talked about them earlier, about youth projects and support of veterans. Mm-hmm. And we also have what we call some, real-time monthly decisions. So the couple that come to mind is Saukanaw Boy Scout had a bad fire, and they needed some help to rebuild that structure. So the board decided that was certainly in line with our goals and objectives, and we gave Rick $10,000 to help that, and he invited us up to see the grand opening. So it was pretty cool to see, you know, how it happened, how we contributed as a part of that. And you know, it's there to serve Boy Scouts and, you know, demonstrate their skills in firearms. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing.
Yeah, it really is. It's a wonderful location. If you ever get the chance to go up there and see it for yourself, go ahead and do that. Not just your building, but the whole camp.
Right.
It's really quite wonderful. It's a great place. It is a great, kind of a perfect summer camp for folks in the area. It really mm-hmm. is. So I urge you to check it out.
And then the one most recently is we all know that Madison Park is trying to build a permanent band structure there. And so we've also stepped up to that and contributed $10,000 for the goodness of that. Hopefully that project will get its full funding and get done.
Yeah, that's going to be a real asset for the community as well, because so many other groups are going to be able to use it besides, you know, besides the band. They just want it for a couple of hours on a Sunday night, 4th of mm-hmm. July. That's about it. And if they're really brave, they'll use it for Christmas. But if they're really brave, or if the weather is really, we know it's going to be warm near Christmas time. Anyway, what is coming up for the Service Club? What things are you focusing on currently for the next weeks and months ahead?
Yeah, so maybe I just should talk a little bit about what's the Service Club. How do we do things, right?
Okay.
So we meet 48 times a year. And we do that every Friday at the Elks Lodge, and we usually gather around 11:45, and we have a program every week of those 48. It's not always there. For instance, at the Fields of Honor, we'll have our luncheon at the Fields of Honor, and then we'll go to work putting up 1,000 flags. So we have that. We have some club business. And I want to say that, you know, this is just not all business. We have a lot of fun. We have 80 members. You know, we get after each other.
Yeah, several who are not shy about speaking up in the middle of a meeting.
Yeah, there's a couple that come to mind, but I won't mention their name here.
Gotcha.
No, but we have a lot of fun with things. We get together in fun events socially, you know, some golf. We do some bowling. We have a Christmas party. We might have a tasting here and there. I mean, just things that builds camaraderie in our club. As part of Art Avercamp's flag program, as you know, we place flags in the community 4 times a year. Quincy High football team helps us do that work, which is a fundraiser for them. And so we put out, this year is an all-time record, 560 homes or locations within the city that's placing these flags. That's pretty cool.
That is very nice. Great to hear.
You know, so what it tells you is that, you know, the people of our community endorse Americanism, right? They want to fly their flag. That's a good thing. And so whatever we can do to help that, and it's a $30 contribution for 4 times a year, which is honestly pretty minimal to have a flag placed in your lawn or your business location, whatever that is. So we enjoy that.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we go through the meeting. We have program speakers. So I'll just give you a snapshot. So this past Friday, we had the two area Quincy football team coaches in, Rick Little and Jack Cornell. And I tell you, what two great men they are.
Yeah.
You know, they not only know football and know how to motivate young men in high school, it's clear that they're giving great life skills to these young men. And so I can't say enough about who they are and what they're about and their professionalism, their integrity. We always love having them. And then this week we have the Adams County Bicentennial. They're going to come in and give us a bit of a wrap-up to the year's events and what's going on and talk about September 6th and what's going on at the fairgrounds.
And if it's Chuck Scholes, you might hear a story, too.
Well, you know, Chuck, he can tell a couple of history lessons.
Just a couple.
We always enjoy that.
Yeah.
We had him out for the Honor Flight Welcome Home, so it was a great piece to have him there and talk about it. And then the following week, we have a State of Illinois update. We have Senator Tracy in and Representative Kyle Moore. And so, you know, that kind of gives you a flavor for the broad types of programs that we have and how we educate ourselves and our And we can take questions and answers and, you know, turn that into action for things we want to do within the community.
That's right. And you're getting the information right from the source, which shows the influence that the club has as well, that you're able to attract those people
right.
and have them come in. I was going to ask, do you know yet, because the last two city administrations, you've had the annual State of the City speech. Do you know if Dr. Moore is going to continue that tradition, or have you heard yet, or not?
I'm not sure about that. I know that that's something we have normally done, so she's in our club, so
okay. We'll
ask her.
All right, negotiations then are ongoing. Let's just leave it at that.
Exactly.
Let us just leave it at that. So, and there's also a lot of benefits just for somebody to join the Quincy Service Club, because you're going to learn things, as we just established, but you're going to make some really great connections, not only in your business life, but your personal life, too.
Right. I mean, that's one of the things that we're reassessing. Actually, we have what's called a strategic communications, and we're looking at the various ways where we get the message out. So, you know, as you know, you're in the business. You know, the way you promoted something 10 years ago has changed.
Yeah.
And so we need to be more social media conscious. We need to make sure we attract people for the right reasons. We make it easy to join. And so we're looking at all those kind of things, the whole public media subset, the community engagement piece, and then how we do things internally within the club. So our most immediate goal, if any business folks are out there, we'd love to come talk to your business. And we'd love to come talk about the Quincy Service Club. And we'll do it in any form or format that you want us to do. And so if you want us to be a formal presentation, we have that. If you want us to just come talk to you about it, we have that too. So what the board has decided is that, you know, it's difficult sometime for one person from a business, sponsored by a business, to get to the meetings 48 times a year, let's face it. So for a business option, what we've decided is that we would offer a membership at $480 a year, which is, you know, 48 times 10, $10 a lunch is still a pretty good price. And you could send any one of three people from your business over that 48-week period. So that, you know, we understand that you can't make every one, but maybe of the three, you could make most every one. And then involve yourself with the community projects that we have. And then the second option is to offer a three-month trial membership at $120. So you can come see, feel, touch, talk, mm-hmm. and look at what we do and see if that's for you.
Very good. And if a business is interested in this and setting up a time, just who should they contact?
They can actually, if you know, like the website, our website is quincyserviceclub.org. There's a contact page on there and a phone number. And so if a member is interested in applying, you can certainly do that. And you just click on the contact page or make the phone call or just get a hold of us that way, and we'll be certainly back in contact with you.
That sounds like a great idea and a way to really get more people involved in the club and also in serving Quincy as well. So I look forward to a lot more of these, Barry. Thank you so much for being here. Always appreciate it when I see you out. So thank you for being here. And again, if you want to find out more, just go online to the website, right?
Yes, sir. My pleasure. And we look forward to being on your show every Friday, first Friday of the month.
Exactly. Looking forward to that indeed. Coming up tomorrow here on the talk show, we will be figuring out more. We'll be hearing, definitely be hearing from Fred Knothold about Kiwanis Peanut Day. And that'll be coming up for you here tomorrow. That's going to do it for the talk show. Stay tuned. The Ramsey Show is next.